Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
This is Lucy, and that's from Flores Tree Services Promise, LLC. Is there anyone that could go over my account with me in regards to the keywords that you all are using?
Well, sure. Yeah, I could definitely help you with that. Let me just pull up your account, Lucinda.
I keep getting these calls. They say they're from Google. They say my business claim, but it's not recognizing it. And they want to charge me like $400 to be recognized. We're not getting calls, but I thought that was all what you all were paid to do.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Well, I do have our account pulled up, Lucinda, and also the keywords that we do have for your business.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything specific on the list? I'm sorry? Yes?
Would you care to read the list off to me?
Sure. Okay. So these are the keywords that we've been promoting your business for. We've got tree services, tree trimming, tree removal, 24-hour tree removal service, tree cutting, residential tree services, stump removal, tree root removal, emergency tree service, shrubs removal, shrub trimming, business tree removal, yard cleanup. We've got tree selling, brush cleanup and removal, and then firewood for sale.
All right, do you have tree removal in there twice?
No. There are different tree removal. We've got tree removal, 24-hour tree removal service. We've got tree root removal, and then business tree removal. So different kinds of removal.
Somewhere in there we need to throw tree specialist.
Tree specialist.
I don't know. Yes. And then Google says it doesn't show any keywords. So could you tell me why that Google wouldn't show those?
What do you mean Google wouldn't show those?
Like I get a call, like it's an emergency call that they're going to flag my Google, want to know if I have an SEO, et cetera, that we're not showing up.
Well, you might have gotten a competitor call, Lucinda. That's how they usually, communicate with business owners. They tell you you're not visible. They tell you this and that, but certainly you are. I did check here in your local area.
You checked in my local area that we're not getting the calls for the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Do they block us for some reason and you all need to step your game up?
I did look into tree removal services in your local area in Winchester, and you're currently ranking first.
Okay, well, that's funny because everybody else is getting all the business.
Mm-hmm. Well, regarding that, I mean, of course, everybody's getting business, but there are a lot of products towards Google too. So your competition is tough in the local area. You do see here there's a lot of businesses running or offering tree services. And with that, who knows? They may be running some Google ads. They may be running some Google Verified program. That is why they're getting the calls or they're getting the leads that they were actually looking into.
Okay, because they tried to charge me like $3.99 today after this whole process.
Oh, that definitely is a competitor, yeah. That definitely is a competitor that you've got, that you spoke with. Someone who's just trying to gain your business. But again, I can assure you, you're ranking first on the map section. So they're just trying to gain your business.
Does it matter what order you place those 10 keywords in or 10, 11 keywords in or no?
It doesn't necessarily matter. We highly optimize your business for all the keywords that you want it to be optimized for.
Okay, I appreciate that. I was trying to figure out what's going on because I'm getting these calls saying that we're flagged and
Again, those are just competitor calls, Lucinda. They will say whatever they want to say just to gain your business. Their ultimate goal is just to gain your attention, okay? Like how I would say, give an alarm by telling you that you're not visible, that you're this and you're that, but definitely it's not true. They just really want you to sign up with them to gain your business.
Okay, would you care, like, I know y'all do, like, posts for us, for Google, like, the little, like, advertisement, little announcement posts.
I'm sorry. You know what
I'm about. I know that you all do, like, y'all write something out and put a photo up and put something about, like, promoting us. It wouldn't hurt to start doing something for spring now that it's March.
Yes. Well, regarding that, Lucinda, I'll go ahead and, we'll do the postings. Currently, we're already doing 3 times postings per week. So that is all good. We're just going to move forward and re-optimize your Google business profile.
You just like re-optimize it and write something about the springtime, the weather, time to get the trees ready, you don't know what to do. So just make sure the photo matches the season because we went through that last year where they were posting.
Okay. Thank
they
you so much
for that. They were trying to post summer stuff.
But then again, I would still highly recommend you sign up for what we call a Google Verified program because that's really going to help you a lot.
Okay. And what do you all charge for that?
Okay, so for the Google Verified program, it's just to give you a heads up, it's a pay-per-lead program with Google. So you pay Google whenever they send you a lead, and these leads are unique leads, unique qualified leads because they're really looking for the services they are offering. That is why Google gives priority towards it because it's a very good product that does give you, I would say, good results. Now, when it comes to the cost, there is a one-time application fee of $250. And then, so we start with the application. Once you get Google Verified, that is when we push out the, that is when we push out the paper lead. The cost per lead ranges somewhere in between 30 to 44. It depends.
I really don't like, we tried this before, correct?
Let me just confirm that. I do not see you signed up with it. No. You haven't tried it. You actually also haven't tried Google Ads. Both Google Verified and Google Ads, you haven't given it a try.
Okay, well, what does Google Ads call?
Okay, so for Google Ads, these are pay-per-clicks under the sponsored ad section. And we do start it at a minimum of $300 here at Local Splash.
It's a minimum. How long does a minimum last? Well, we talk about
I'm glad you asked. Regarding the minimum, usually it lasts, I would say, 2 weeks. Sometimes lesser than 2 weeks, sometimes more than 2 weeks. It depends. Because if we're looking into a budget that we will be able to spread out for a full month to ensure that the ads is running every day of the month, then you should be looking into spending somewhere around $600 to $1,000.
A month?
Yes. That's what usually, but our clients pay when they want to keep their Google ads running for a full month. But again,
I don't feel like giving $1,000 away.
I know. So you may want to just give it a try, do the minimum for now. See how it goes. If it's really giving you returns, then you can definitely add more to it. If not, then we can remove it. It's something you can add and remove at any point.
I love that discussion with Jose. We may not have it in our budget, unfortunately, because we've just purchased another vehicle for
We just financed another vehicle. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's totally okay. It's just really us wanting to let you know that these products exist, so that whenever you find the need to get into these products, then
you have my email address. Would you care to send me the starting cost of all of that? Of both of those programs in an email. That way, when I speak with Mr. Flores, he could see it on paper, and then we could go over it. He's a visual learner, so he's one of those people, and you have to see it.
Okay.
Or he'll keep asking over and over, and I prefer not to be stressed out.
Okay. Or if you want to, I can send you links to our website. Okay, that's going to discuss more about Google Verified and Google Ads.
No, so just send it on the email. Put the links in the email if you have to.
Yeah. So we'll send the links by email and also the cost.
Yes, please. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll definitely send you the email. We should be sending it to the email address on file, and that is jmfloresstreeservicesldrew@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we'll definitely do that then. For now, is there anything else you need help with? Any other questions you have, Lucinda?
No, just remember to draw a post 3 times a week to make sure it's got something in there.
Of course, yes. The postings happen. Mm-hmm. The postings will be 3 times per week.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much as well. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.